The Prime Minister of India used strong language today to describe the escalating conflict between India and Pakistan over the province of Kashmir. The Prime Minister told Indian soldiers to, in his words, be ready for sacrifice. Your goal should be victory. It's time to fight a decisive battle. India and Pakistan have already fought two wars over Kashmir. It's the only Muslim-majority state in India, and Muslim separatists have been fighting to break off from India.
C. Raja Mohan is the strategic affairs editor of the Indian newspaper, The Hindu. He joins us from New Delhi. Mr. Mohan, I wonder if you could provide some context to us for the comments of the Indian Prime Minister today. When we hear him speaking of a decisive battle and preparing for sacrifice, is this more saber-rattling at the brink, or do you hear it as the prelude to a real war?
I think the statement by the Indian Prime Minister today must be taken very seriously. Now, to put it in context, you've got to go back to December 13th, when there was this shocking terrorist attack on the Indian Parliament. That was when India began its military mobilization. And the judgment on December 13th in India was that we've taken this violence and this cross-border terrorism for more than a decade, and now this attack on the Parliament is the last straw. Now, when India mobilized this and issued a threat to go to war, the United States and other countries intervened and said, look, we would like to do something about this. Why don't you just hang on? And that's when we got the speech, the so-called historic speech from General Musharraf, where he formally renounced the support for cross-border terrorism. Then India said that, okay, it's a good speech. Now, we'd like to see what he does with it. Now, 3 months have passed, and it's fairly clear that General Musharraf has not kept his word. And that's precisely what the Prime Minister is saying, that unless something happens in the next few days, I think we are heading towards a war.
What would then actually have to happen in Pakistan for India's leaders to say, all right, something is being done and therefore there's no need for an Indian attack into or across the line of control?
I think it's fairly simple. I mean, all that General Musharraf has to do is to read his own speech, the speech he made to his own people on January 12th. Now, there are fairly easy things that General Musharraf can do, cracking down on the jihadi groups, disbanding the camps that exist in the Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. He could stop infiltration. Today, the Pakistani army facilitates the infiltration of the terrorists across the line of control. So once he does stop these things, if that can be done in the next few days, I think Indians will say, look, what we're seeing, something useful here, and we would like to look at this whole thing and think how we can de-escalate the situation.
Do you assume that General Musharraf has the resources to seal off and stop all attacks against Indian targets?
It is not that every dog and cat that would cross the long line of control is under the command of the Pakistani army and its intelligence agencies. But an overwhelming majority of, say, 80 to 90% is sponsored, controlled, regulated by the Pakistani army. Now, the real question is, does he have the will?
If indeed there were military action by India at this point, what would the point of it be? Would it be a punitive assault to say, you've been letting people attack us in Kashmir and elsewhere, you're going to pay a price for that? Or would it really be, do people in Delhi believe they could strike at targets and by doing so prevent further strikes against India?
I don't think punishment alone would be enough for India. I mean, I think what we're looking at is a fundamental change of direction in Pakistan. One that would give up violence as an instrument of state policy, which would then open the door for a historic reconciliation between India and Pakistan.
Mr. Mohan, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
C. Raja Mohan is the strategic affairs editor for The Hindu. That's an Indian newspaper. He spoke to us from New Delhi.